Hello, it's the 27th of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Death of a young man from Bedford may have occurred as a result of mental health service failure. 18-year-old Luke Wilden had a history of drug and alcohol misuse. He had a history of interactions with the mental health system. He died 3 days after being discharged from Luton's Crystal Ward psychiatric facility. Emma Whitting, the county's senior coroner, explained in a prevention of future deaths report that he may not have been ready to move into private accommodation and had become the victim of cuckooing, where a residence is taken over for the purpose of drug use and prostitution. The report also showed that there was no appropriate adult social care package. Heating and bathroom product supplier Cartel UK, based in Bedford, has started the new year by acquiring Summerbridge Holdings Limited, a maker of bathroom cabinets. Cartel employs 430 people across the UK, with sales exceeding £125 million annually. Archaeologists from Cambridge and London have discovered artefacts near Thamesford from the Middle Iron Age and other ancient time periods. The relics were revealed while a Central Bedfordshire Improvement Scheme by National Highways takes place on the A428 Black Cat roundabout to Caxton Gibbet. The area, labelled Field 44, on an ancient farm, including two large roundhouses, was uncovered. The excavations provide insight into how people lived during those times. During half term next month, children and family members will be treated to a behind the scenes look at ZSL Whipsnade Zoo as part of the Whipsnade in Action Trail. The programme will be run from the 12th to the 27th of February. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.